Hi. So, I was planning to do something else for my cake day auto, but stuff kind of happened, and I decided let's just answer a questionnaire since it's technically quote unquote safer to do this compared to what I was planning. But oh well. So the questionnaire that I have is by Lakara Mia, and it is called the GWA Performer Writer Confession Questionnaire. Personally, since I'm both rather the performer and writer, I'll be answering pretty much all the questions, as much as possible. But yeah. Okay. First question. How long have you been posting scripts, recording audios for GWA? I didn't actually remember, so I had to check it up on my date. And I guess technically I've started like 6 months, which is pretty much just last year. That's how long I've been posting writing scripts for GWA specifically. Number two, would you go back and re-record or rewrite any audios or scripts given the time? So far, none of them I really remember enough to want to re-record or rewrite. I would say I'd prefer to like improve on my script writing rather than go back to it unless it's really been requested. Number three. Do you record or write impulsively, or do you keep ideas noted to record or write at a better time? I prefer to keep my ideas noted so I can record later. I don't think I've ever really done anything impulsive that's worked out for me. So I kind of just follow notes that I keep and then go off on that. I mean, there's actually one already that I'm keeping in mind, but I haven't started it yet because I don't know how to approach it. Number four. Does anyone outside of the GWA community know you write scripts or record audio? I guess the only person technically would be my best friend, but even she doesn't really know the how do you say it? How far the rabbit hole that I've gone into. Yeah, I think that makes sense. Number five. Could you see yourself ever telling someone outside GWA about your scripts or audios? Ideally, it would be good to be just open about it, but realistically, I really doubt that I could tell anybody, especially in my current situation where people around me are quite religious, and even if I have friends who might be open to the idea, it just doesn't seem like the thing that I would tell them. And I don't really feel comfortable about talking about it outside of any of the subreddits or close-knit communities. Number six. Are there any tags or themes you personally love to listen to, but for whatever reason would not write or record about? None so far. I think maybe there's this sort of tag, or I guess I could say more of a topic, which I've always been interested in writing, but I guess I don't have enough that confidence to record it, just because I don't feel like I have enough experience to try it out. I just sometimes it just feels ingenuine, even though I do have some scripts where I push myself to act it out. There are just some scripts or some ideas where I'd like to do it, but I'm not, I would say, experienced enough or mentally prepared. Mentally prepared enough to do it. It's more on that. Number 7. Has there been any script or audio idea from another writer or performer that you wish you could have come up with? Not really. Because when you think about it, even though you didn't get idea, you didn't, even though you weren't able to think of the idea, hold on. Even if you weren't the first person to come up with the idea, you could always be the person who takes another idea from that idea. It's not like people own ideas, right? So even if somebody took your idea, it doesn't mean you're gonna stop, you know, attempting it or coming up with your own sort of twist on it, right? Number 8. Are there any tags or themes you've been wanting to include in your audio scripts but just not found the opportunity? This is the same with number 6. I have one or two that I'd like to do, but it's just kind of hard because I don't have that experience, and I prefer to have some kind of experience before I attempt it, just so it feels more genuine and more realistic. Not everything that I, even though I do search up some stuff, like sort of like semi-research, semi-skimming things, I think to really understand it or to really feel it, I guess you could say, I can't think of the word right now. If I don't have that kind of, like, a proper idea of it, I can't do it. Sometimes it's like that. Now there's two split questions for performers and writers. For performers, number 9. Is there anything you look out for in particular when looking for scripts to fill? Looking out for in particular, I don't think so. I mean, I feel like it's more of what I don't look out for. Does that make sense? It's more of something I avoid when I'm looking for scripts to fill. There are just certain tags where I don't really feel comfortable doing it, so I just skip to another one. I guess if we could say a particular tag when it comes to script filling is, if it's romantic, I would definitely do it. Or if it's like gentle, I would do it. If it's not, I'd probably still try. Number 10, still for performers. Are there any performers who really inspired or encouraged you to pursue creating audios? It's kind of hard to say, actually. I don't remember when it started, but I know it really started not in GWA, it started on Tumblr, and then I stumbled into GWA. Specific performers that really inspired me, I would say British Filth. That's kind of a given for me. But yeah, I guess if it's for performers that were really on GWA, I don't know if I really have one. I think I used to, but I haven't been on the subreddit for a long time, and I only came back for a while after getting super busy. For writers, next section, number 9, again. Have you ever written a script or with a particular performer in mind? Did your desired performer actually fill the script? No, I don't really have specific performers in mind. Maybe like I think it's more on the kind of voice that I'm looking for rather than performers themselves. Because really, as long as anybody fills the script, I'm kind of happy with that. Regardless of who they are. Because that means that, you know, they really do want to take on the script. So, yeah. Are there any writers of GWA scripts who really inspired or encouraged you to start offering scripts? No. I kind of just wanted to do scripts on my own, just stuff that I thought I'd like to see, pretty much. I don't really have anyone who's inspired me, I think. I'm pretty sure that if I did have one, it would kind of just pop up immediately. Number 11. What, in your opinion, is the best type of feedback you wish to receive about your work? Ooh. As much as I love, you know, hearing praise about my work, I always want to hear somebody's criticism about it. Like, what's something I could improve on? Because definitely, there are some audios you could say that are good, but sometimes it's better to find out what's lacking to improve better, or to improve in your, you know, craft, that sort of thing. Number 10. Oh, sorry. Number 12. What is the most valuable piece of advice you'd wish to give to any scriptwriter or audio performer starting on GWA or on other audio subreddits? I guess I've... I guess pretty much just, you know, fuck it. I mean, if you're really confident that you can do it, then go for it. But I mean, you also have to find your footing first. You can't really just, as much as you would like to go at it like head first, I think there should be some kind of backbone, or what's that term? forgot the word. Foundation. There you go. There has to be some sort of foundation first before you really get into stuff like this. Because if you have that foundation or if you have that backbone, then you can work with it. And then that, and then there you can develop. It's kind of like anything, really. Like, would you really start fishing if you didn't know what a fishing rod was? Or if somebody told you what a fishing rod was? That kind of thing, right? Maybe that's just my mindset. But I think it could apply to this question. And that's it. That's all for this questionnaire. I'm thinking of maybe doing another questionnaire another time. But it's been kind of hard to find a questionnaire that I'm really interested in. If you have one, you could suggest it to me and I'll take a look. Because I do love answering questions. I saw another questionnaire actually, which was about more in-depth thinking. But I think I lost it and I don't know where to look for it again. It might be a while until I figure out which one it was. But I'll try to answer that one. I also saw one related to books, but I don't think it was something too much that I wanted to answer. Or at least some of the questions kind of felt like I couldn't answer enough of them to feel like answering the whole questionnaire. In an audio like this. But, you know. Thank you for listening to this, to my questionnaire answers. I appreciate it if you've made it this far. I don't know how to end this. I also have my birthday next month, so I'm hoping to do something special for that. And if you have any ideas, talk to me.